Title: Snareflam Timing Masterclass with Live 12 Stock Packs Intermediate. All right, let's lock in. Today is all about one of those tiny details that makes drum and bass feel expensive: snareflam timing. Because in DNB, a great snare isn't just a sample you like, it's timing, layering, and microgroove. And the flam, which is basically two hits extremely close together, can make your snare feel wider, heavier, and more live without turning it into a messy accidental double snare. We're staying fully stock in Ableton Live 12, using stock packs, drum rack, sampler, groove pool, and stock effects. By the end, you'll have a solid snare chain with a main hit plus a flam layer, a repeatable timing method, and two variations you can actually use in an arrangement: a tight modern roller's flam, and a looser jungle-ish lazy flam. Let's build it. First, session setup. Don't skip this because timing changes meaning depending on tempo. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 175 is the DNB zone, but 174 is a sweet spot for learning because your ear adapts quickly. Now create a new MIDI track and drop a drum rack on it. Go to your packs. Depending on your install, look for something like Drum Essentials, Core Library, or Beat Tools. You're not hunting for the craziest snare in the world. You want a snare with a clean transient, meaning a clear crack at the start, not a giant wash of noise. The flam is going to supply extra width and texture, so if you start with a super washy snare, the flam just turns into soup. Drop that snare onto a pad in drum rack, let's say C1. Now program the DNB backbone. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Put snares on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton's clip grid, that's 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. Optional but recommended, add a simple kick pattern so your ear can judge the snare timing in context. Put a kick on 1.1.1, and maybe another kick around 1.3.1 or 1.3.3. Keep it minimal. We're not writing the whole beat right now. We're training your timing instincts. Now, the flam. Here's the big mindset shift. Think pre-hit energy, not double snare. The flam's job is to prime the ear for the real impact. If you can clearly identify two equal hits, it's no longer a flam. It's just two snares. We'll do this in two practical ways. First, the fast and precise way, MIDI flam. Second, the cleaner mixing way, layered flam pad workflow. Let's do method A, MIDI flam. In your MIDI clip, click your snare note on beat 2. Duplicate it. You can use CMD or Control D. Now you've got two notes stacked. Take the duplicated note and nudge it earlier, just slightly, so it leads into the main snare. At 174 BPM, here are micro timing ranges that translate really consistently. For tight but physical modern DNB, think about 9 to 14 milliseconds. For noticeable swagger, about 16 to 24 milliseconds. For old school looseness, about 26 to 38 milliseconds. If you go beyond that, you're entering two hits territory unless the flam is extremely quiet and extremely short. To nudge in live, you can temporarily turn the grid off or set it super small and use fine movement. If your settings allow, hold Alter option while dragging for finer control. And don't obsess over the exact number at first. Aim by ear, then you can refine. Do the same for the snare on beat 4. Duplicate it, and nudge the duplicate earlier by the same amount so it's consistent. Now the crucial part, velocity shaping. Set your main snare velocity pretty strong, like 105 to 120. Then set the flam note way lower, something like 35 to 70. And here's a teacher tip. Velocity is only half the story. Spectral balance is the other half. A flam at velocity 50 can still sound too loud if it has a lot of 2 to 6k click in it. So if it's poking out, don't only think turn it down. You can also EQ the flam brighter or darker on purpose so it has a different role. Before we do sound design, quick context check. Do not judge flams with the snare soloed. That's how you end up with a flam that sounds cool alone but fights the groove when the kick and bass come in. Use the kick as your timing reference. Even throw in a temporary sine sub if you want, just so you're hearing how the snare lands against the low-end movement. Now method B, the cleaner, pro workflow, layered flam pad. In drum rack, find your snare chain, right-click and duplicate it. Now you have two chains. Rename them so you stay organized. One is snare main, the other is snare flam. On snare flam, you can either use a slightly different stock snare sample, or reuse the same sample but alter it so it doesn't phase cancel or compete. This is important. When main and flam are similar samples, tiny offsets can cause phase-like cancellations, especially in the high end. If your snare suddenly gets thinner when you add the flam, that's a red flag. The fixes are simple. change the FLAM sample, pitch it a bit, or filter it so it's not competing in the same frequency band. Now, the simplest approach inside one track is to put main and FLAM on two different MIDI notes. Keep main on C1. Put FLAM on C#1, C#1. That way you can process them separately, and your MIDI edits are still easy. So in your MIDI clip, keep the main snare hits on 2 and 4 using C1. Then place FLAM hits on C#1 slightly before those main hits. Now we shape the FLAM so it feels like DNB, not like a mistake. On the snare FLAM chain, open simpler controls. We want the FLAM to be more like an intentional lead and tick, not a full snare tail. Try pitching it down. Transpose -2 to -5 semitones is a great starting range that gives you a darker lead in, almost like a little thud setting up the crack. Then shorten it, reduce the length or decay so it's mostly transient and a bit of body, not a long noisy tail. Add a small fade out if you hear clicks. Now EQ the FLAM aggressively compared to the main. Put an EQ8 on the FLAM chain and high-pass it higher than you think. Try 150 to 258Z. The FLAM is not there to add low end. It's there to add perception of impact and movement. If it muddies the body, it will make the main snare feel smaller. Now make the main snare punch through. On snare main, a drum bus. Start with drive around 3 to 10. Crunch anywhere from 0 to 20 depending on how gritty you want it. For DNB, usually keep boom off or very low because the kick tends to own the sub. Adjust damp until the tail isn't fizzy. Add an EQ8 after drum bus. High pass around 80 to 120Hz to keep the low end clean. If the snare is boxy, dip 200 to 400Hz. If it's harsh, a small dip around 4 to 7kHz can smooth it out. Now, a really useful imaging trick. Make the FLAM narrower than the main. On the FLAM chain, add utility and keep it mono or reduce width. The main hit can feel bigger and wider, while the FLAM stays focused in the center and doesn't smear your stereo image. At this point you should have a main snare that's consistent and punchy, and a FLAM that's quieter, shorter, darker or at least differently shaped, and clearly reads as pre-hit energy. Now let's add groove, without ruining the drop. Open groove pool, load a groove. You can try an MPC-ish swing or any subtle shuffle groove. Apply it to your snare clip. Here are safe intermediate settings. Timing at 10 to 25%. Velocity influence very small, like 0 to 10%. Random extremely low, 0 to 5%, because DNB needs to stay tight. Bass at 1/16. But here's the golden DNB rule. Commit to a main snare timeline. Keep the main snare locked, or almost locked, throughout the whole drop. Do your humanization on FLAMs, ghost notes, hats, and percussion. So if the groove is making your main snare feel late and lazy, don't force it. Instead, separate control. One easy way. Put FLAM notes in a separate clip or even a separate MIDI track, so you can apply more groove to the FLAM and less to the main. That way the main snare stays confident on the grid, while the FLAM carries the swagger. Now we control peaks, because FLAMs create quick double transients, and that can cause sneaky peak jumps that mess with your headroom. On your snare bus or the drum rack output, build a simple stock chain. Start with EQ8 for cleanup. Then drum bus for glue and punch. Then saturator for density. Then glue compressor to control the combined transient behavior. Then a limiter as a safety net. On saturator, use soft clip mode. Drive about 1 to 4 dB. Match the output so you're not just fooled by loudness. On glue compressor, start with attack around 3 milliseconds. Release auto or about 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you're getting maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare peaks. Limiter ceiling at minus 0.5 dB, and you only want it catching occasional spikes, not flattening the snare into a pancake. And here's a nerdy but important check. FLAMs can spike peaks while not feeling louder. So compare perceived loudness versus what your meters are doing. If peaks jump a lot, you can reduce the FLAM transient by shortening it, darkening it, or backing off its click region with EQ. Compression isn't the only answer. Now let's make this arrangement ready, because a FLAM that works for one bar can get annoying after 64 bars if you don't evolve it. Here are a few clean moves. Drop emphasis FLAM. In the last bar before the drop, increase FLAM offset. For example, if you're at 12 milliseconds, push it towards 25 milliseconds just for that last bar. Raise FLAM velocity slightly, maybe 10 points. That creates tension and a human push into the drop without adding extra drums. Call and response. For the first two bars, put the FLAM only on beat 4. Then for bars 3 and 4, put it on beats 2 and 4. You get development with the same samples and the same core rhythm. Jungle Ghost Vibe, add a third super quiet note after the main snare, like 20 to 40 milliseconds after, at velocity 15 to 35. Keep it short and filtered. This mimics old break nuance, but you're still clean and controlled. And if you want a slick transition fill without adding a new rhythm, do the flam flip. For one bar near a transition, move the flam to after the main snare on beat 4 only. Keep it very quiet. The ear hears a change in articulation, not a whole new pattern. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you're dialing this in. If the flam is too loud, it becomes an accidental double snare. Fix: lower flam velocity, shorten its tail, and consider EQ so it doesn't fight the main. If the flam is too late, it sounds sloppy instead of intentional. Fix: keep the flam before the main most of the time. DNB loves that forward-leading pre-hit energy. If you groove everything equally, the whole track starts to feel behind the beat. Fix: groove flams and hats more than the main kick and main snare. If there's no EQ separation, the flam muddies the body. Fix: high pass the flam harder, often 150 to 250 at Z. And if you oversaturate the bus, the flam turns into a crunchy click. Fix: saturate main more than flam, or use softer saturation and less drive. Now for some darker, heavier live 12 stock spice. Try pitching the flam down a few semitones but high pass it higher. It sounds wrong on paper, but it works. You get the perception of weight and motion without low-end mess. If you have roar in live 12, you can put roar just on the flam chain as a parallel grime layer. Keep the mix low. Filter it so it adds texture without harshness, and suddenly your snare has personality without losing consistency. For microspace, use hybrid reverb very subtly. Super short room, like 0.2 to 0.5 seconds. Mix around 5 to 12%, and high pass the reverb return so it stays dark and tight. Even better, put this microspace on the flam only, not the whole snare, so the tail of your main snare stays punchy. Now let's do a quick 10-minute practice exercise so this becomes muscle memory. Make a 4-bar loop at 174 BPM with kick, snare on 2 and 4, and cymbal hats. On bar 4 only, create 3 flam variants. Variant 1. 10 milliseconds offset. Flam velocity around 50. Variant 2. 20 milliseconds offset. Flam velocity around 55. This audio version is shortened for playback.